what they call it. They hash it.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call aluminum lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hash it.
What do you call the, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
That's the pork chops. The middling.
The what?
The middling.
Uh-huh. Any other name for middling?
Well, pork, you get the pork chops out of the side, and you get the backbone out of the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's any other more name for this.
They make bacon out of it.
Some people might call it bacon.
Is bacon what they make out of it?
Uh-huh.
When you cut the side, would you call that a side of bacon or middling of bacon or what?
Well, you call it a bacon middling if you want to.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
That's bacon.
Okay. And what about the outside of the bacon?
It's rind, the skin.
Uh-huh. And what about the meat, the salt cured meat that you can boil with greens?
Uh-huh. They make that out of a dead hog, too.
Uh-huh. Well, what different kinds of meat?
Well, you can get to have a shoulder, a roast, a backbone, or the ham,
mm-hmm.
or the middling,
well,
or the head and feet. You know, you take a head and feet and make sauce out of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's several different things you can make out of pork.
Well, what I mean is, you know, this sort of fat meat that you
cut that out. You cut your fat out of your hog. And, you know, when you go to cut it up, it's had a lot of fat on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's too fat. But you cut that fat off and you slice it in little slices and put it in a skillet and fry the grease out.
Mm-hmm.
And make with the fat you fried, that's called crackings.
Mm-hmm. What about white meat or white bacon or sow belly or fat back?
Well, now that's sow belly. That's called middling.
Uh-huh.
If it's cured.
Stomach part.
Mm-hmm.
Stomach part.
Fat back right on top of the backbone.
The what?
A fat back right up down the backbone. Strip the meat as wide as your hand, or wide right up down the backbone.
Uh-huh.
All the way up and down.
What do you use fat back for?
What do they use? For
seasoned greens or peas or beans.
So that you have sow belly and...
Uh-huh.
And you might take the trimmings, you might slice them up and grind them and make
sausage.
Okay. And what would you call a man that that kills and sells the meat?
Butcher.
And say if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is
rancid.
Or it's done what? It's
some people call it tainted meat, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And some call it, well, that's when it starts to spoil.
Mm-hmm.
When you, in greens and things, you dry that and put in your greens and your fat back. Your fat back, you cut your backbone on each side of the hog like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle of it is your backbone. And then they take that backbone and sometimes they cut it in pork chops instead of backbone.
Mm-hmm.
And you may, when you make pork chops, you don't have much backbone.
Hmm.
And when you have this middling, this backbone middling, you pull that fat back off. It's right up straight down the backbone of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull that